This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. We're going to be doing something special today, which is we're going to do an eating meditation. So in the next few minutes, can you grab something? My preference would be like a small fruit, if you have it, like a grape or a cherry or a strawberry, or it doesn't have to be that. It could be, you could take a bite of a piece of fruit. It could also be a nut, something like that. So make sure you have something, and we'll be popping that into the chat. It says we encourage you to grab a snack. Hammer, can you be a little bit more specific, saying like fruit or nut or something? It'd be great. Thank you. All right, so go do that while we gear up to get going. And we're also going to do some regular meditation too. It's not the only thing we're going to do. Yes, okay, I see an orange. Someone's holding up an orange. It's going to be a little complicated. You're going to have to peel it and all that, but you can do it. You'll be able to do it. All right, great. Okay, so first of all, I just want to welcome everyone and appreciate you all being here. And I think I'm going to give you another minute or two to get started before I get started, so you can grab your fruit, your strawberry. I have strawberries, and I threw blueberries in there too. You can get some nuts. Candy or chocolate, I mean, you could do it, but yeah, maybe it's a little bit, it just my preference would be to stick to something simple like a piece of fruit. Do I have to peel the grapes? No, you don't have to peel the grapes. All right. Sorry if you already ate. You're only going to eat a tiny bit for this meditation. Okay. So I'm watching people come on screen with a little bit of snacks, and in a moment we'll get started. And we're not going to use it in the beginning. In the beginning, we're just going to do our regular meditation. All right. So yeah, raisins work too. That's good. Dry cereal? Sure. Why not? If that's all you got, just grab it. Something food. That's simple and easy to eat and not too complicated of a thing. That's why I didn't want like a piece of candy or something, because it has so many ingredients to it. It's a little more complicated, but it's fine if that's what you got. All right, this is going to be the official start now. So welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, the Director of Mindfulness Education at the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. We are here as we come each week to practice mindfulness, which I define as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So mindfulness is cultivated through meditation. It's a meditation practice. It's what we do here weekly. It's also a quality of attention that you can bring to any moment, or bring to your day, bring to moments in your day. And so some of you do this as a practice, that you bring mindfulness, let's say when you brush your teeth, you practice mindfulness, aware of the sounds and the flavors and the tastes, and bring mindfulness to the experience of brushing your teeth, or to washing your dishes, or to drinking a cup of tea, or, you know, there's so many ways that we can practice mindfulness throughout our day. And as we learn mindfulness as a meditation practice, it kind of is like the thread that keeps our practice going, but then we incorporate it in our day. One of the very simple ways to do this, and also enjoyable ways, is to practice an eating meditation. And so with an eating meditation, and we're going to do this in a little while, so if you're just coming in, we're asking people to get some kind of fruit or nut or small, simple food that you can do this practice with. We're not going to start with it. We're going to start with some basic meditation first. So when we do the eating meditation, we'll be doing the eating meditation in a couple of different ways. So first we'll do some basic, just getting centered and present. And then we'll do kind of a guided meditation where we think about the history of our food. So many of us were a bit disconnected from our food. It just arrives at the supermarket, you know, and we buy it. It's helpful sometimes to think about the food and where it comes from. So we'll be doing a little bit of that. And then we'll also be eating in a mindful way, and I'll be guiding you through it in a mindful way. So at some point I'm going to have you open your eyes and take a look at the food and really bring that mindfulness to it. And what's nice about doing the eating meditation is it becomes something that we can incorporate it into our life at any time we eat. And I'll talk about that at the end, but it's a way of bringing mindfulness right into something that we do all the time. Okay. So if you just entered, grab some fruit or some nuts or something simple, but we're going to start off with a non-eating meditation to get us going, and then we'll do a little bit of eating towards the end of the practice. Okay. So settling back in a way that is comfortable for you. Many of you are on chairs, some of you are on cushions, some of you are on beds, couches, wherever is holding you up, it's all fine, whatever is comfortable, supportive. If it's possible to have an upright back, that would be great. If not, do what you can do. Your feet may be on the floor or the base of your body on the floor. Your eyes can be closed, and some people meditate with their eyes open, just looking downward so we're not too distracted. And we can start with a few deep breaths. As we take these deep breaths, inviting in a quality of relaxation and ease, softening, coming in more fully to the present moment. You might feel your feet on the floor, the base of your body on the floor. And notice any sensations that are obvious, heaviness, hardness, pressure, touch. And you might include in your awareness that there is a ground beneath your feet, no matter how high above that ground you are. Still below, there is our earth that supports us and nourishes us. And of course, all the food that we will soon eat comes from the earth. And gently scan your body for any areas of tension or tightness, heaviness, constriction. If you notice that, allow that to soften a bit. Notice if your belly is tight, you can breathe a bit more deeply. Soften your hands, shoulders, neck and throat. Notice how you're feeling as we start our practice. Any particular emotions that are here? There may or may not be, but see if you can let whatever is here be here. Whatever way your mind is at the moment, preoccupied, quiet, present, worried, just to notice and acknowledge, letting it be as it is. And turning your attention to the sounds as they come and go around you. Sounds in the room or outside the room. Listening to the sounds without a story about them. We may like them, we may dislike them, but if you can just listen, they are what they are. Your analyzing mind might be trying to figure out what that sound is. See if you can simply listen. Curious, open, receptive. Letting the sounds come and go. And now bring your attention into your body. Where do you feel your breath in your body? Can you feel your abdomen rising and falling, expanding and contracting with each breath? Let your breath be natural, at its own natural rhythm. You don't have to lengthen it. Whatever it's doing is fine. In and out through your nose. Can you feel it in your chest area, rising, falling, expanding, contracting? Some people notice their breathing in their nose, the air as it moves through their nostrils, tingling, warmth, coolness, movement. Let's find something to focus on, your breath in your abdomen, chest, or nose. Or if you enjoyed listening to sounds, you could do that. Sound after sound. Pick the clearest or easiest. If you're not sure, they all work equally well. So just choose something to notice, breath or sound. So for this part of the meditation, we're simply going to stabilize our mind, build a little bit of concentration, work on being mindful of our breathing or the listening. We'll listen, we'll feel breath after breath, or listen to sound after sound. And then at some point, our attention likely will wander. We will get distracted, start thinking or planning or remembering. If this happens, it's normal. It's what happens to most people. When you notice your attention's wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then come back. And then you'll just come right back to what you were doing, to noticing the breath or listening to the sound. And then you do it again and again and again. So I'm going to stop talking as we practice this for a bit, and then I'll segue from that into the first part of our eating meditation that actually doesn't involve eating at first. Okay, but let's practice this for now for the next 5 minutes or so. As we continue meditating, we're going to shift to reflection meditation. It's not mindful eating. It's just helping us think about our food in a different way than we typically do. So you've chosen a food, a fruit or a nut or some other thing, maybe a vegetable. I've asked you to bring. And this fruit or nut or vegetable did not magically appear in the supermarket, but there's a whole history to it. And so using the power of our imagination, the power of thinking or thoughts, let your mind imagine how this food item came to be. So if it's a fruit or vegetable, it began as a seed that came from another plant that somebody somewhere planted. And that seed was watered. There was rain. There was sun. There was soil. And so just imagine in your mind the development of whatever it is you're going to eat. So perhaps it's an orange from a tree. So you might imagine the growth of the tree and that the tree was tended to and pruned and cared for by people. Or if it's a strawberry, the bushes that grew the strawberries, starting as a seed and just growing and growing until it became ready to bear fruit. And then the fruit started as flowers and those flowers ripening on the bush, or perhaps it's a grape ripening on the vine or a nut. So just using your imagination, how did this fruit, vegetable, item, whatever it is, how did it come to be? You can think about all the elements that were involved. As I said, the rain and the sun, water, soil, earth, and all the humans who were involved. Farm workers, perhaps we don't know what conditions they worked under. You might think of anything that is connected to this food, in some way connected. And it doesn't stop when it's on the vine. There were people who picked it or harvested it in some way. And then there were humans who packaged it up and took it on trucks to different distribution centers. And from there, it might have gone from distribution centers across the world. Maybe this particular item was made in another country and there's an airplane involved and a pilot. And the fuel from the airplane or the truck. And now begin to think about these secondary conditions, all of the ways that the things that came together to create this carrot or strawberry or cashew, or all of the enormous set of circumstances. And where did the metal for the truck come from, or the glass or the rubber from the tires, and who made that and who manufactured, and the roads that were needed, who built those roads? So just let your mind go, like really, really make the connections. And the connections are endless. The connections are endless in this vast web of interconnection. And some of them are sorrowful, where there's exploitation, and some of them are miraculous. And so just let yourself feel what you're feeling as you contemplate the connections to this strawberry or grape or carrot or whatever you have. Take another minute or so to think of something that I haven't said. Just let your mind imagine. And as we think about the endless connections, the humans, the animals, the plants, all that came to create your food today, notice now what you're feeling inside. And this is really where the mindfulness begins. What am I feeling? There's no right or wrong. It's just whatever is here right now. We can notice, acknowledge, breathe and sense. And now I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and grab your food item. We're going to practice the mindful eating portion, but first I want you to look at that fruit or look at that item as if you've never seen it before, as if you were a child being handed their first strawberry or whatever. Notice the shape and the color and the texture. You can feel it. Notice what there is to feel. You might smell it. What happens when you smell it? Or an immediate thought, I want to eat it. So just to let yourself feel, look at, smell. You might have a different relationship to it, having thought about its history. And then bring it up close to your mouth. And notice if you're ready to eat it, what's happening inside. So open your mouth and take a bite or put part of it in or put the whole thing in, but don't chew yet. And it's fine if you're doing this with some other kind of food. It doesn't have to be this, just whatever you have is fine. Close your eyes, let it sit on your tongue. And then when you're ready, you can start to chew. And keep your eyes closed as you do this and chew and taste. Again, as if this were the first time you've ever eaten a carrot. Noticing the flavors and textures. There's so much going on inside your mouth. There's saliva, there's sound. Who knew how noisy some foods can be? There's the movement of your tongue, the movement of your teeth. And there's a point where it gets so small that it dissolves and is swallowed. And just notice. And also notice what's happening in your mind. Are you comparing this to the same item you had last week? Are you wanting another one, a different one? Are you thinking, I like this, I don't like this? Just notice what's happening in your mind. Take another bite or take another piece of fruit and do it on your own time. You can look at it, you can put it in your mouth, you can eat it, and eat it slowly. Slow the process down There's so much to notice in the physicality of it and also what's happening in your mind as you do it. Just really being present with the tastes and the textures and the flavors and the comparing mind and the mind that says, I need more, I want more, I'm full, why am I doing this? Or whatever it is, just to notice with affection what your mind is up to as you eat this. And begin to finish up this particular thing that's in your mouth right now. And then whenever you can swallow, take a breath, feel your feet on the ground. And let's just end this meditation by acknowledging the incredible gift of earth to us through food, and that not everyone has this access. I'm just wishing ease and well-being, sending compassion and care. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So this is hope you enjoyed our different meditation for today. And I just want to say a couple of things, and then I might run like 2 minutes late or something. But the first is to say that take this home with you. You can practice eating. It's not like you have to sit at your table with your family and say, everybody be quiet for 10 minutes. I'm eating mindfully. What you can do instead is maybe you can take the first bite with awareness, and you can invite your whole family in. You can take a moment to reflect on the history of it. You can, if you're eating alone, that's a great time to eat an entire meal slowly and mindfully. But it can be something that is, there's a lot to learn here and a lot to do to practice and to open up mindfulness. And last thing I'll say is that when I've taught, you can teach this meditation, little kids love this meditation. And I taught it to kids, and I'll say, do you think I had a secret magic potion I sprinkled on it to make it taste more intense or better? And the kids will say, no, it's mindfulness. Because they get that it's not the thing itself, it's the quality of attention that we bring to it that makes it matter, right? That makes all the difference. Okay, so I'm going to end here, but to say two comments. One, just if you're interested in learning, well, let's just say this. If you stay afterwards, we can debrief the exercise. Anybody who wants to stay, I'll stay on for like 10 minutes or so we can talk about what just happened, or if you have other meditation questions. For those of you who are about to go, I want to say that please check out the UCLA Mindful app, the website for the Mindful Awareness Research Center, which they'll put into the chat. And I'm doing a half day of meditation on Saturday, Saturday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. So on Pacific time. So if you're in another part of the country, that might work really well for you, called Connecting with Courage. If you're interested, check out our website, and they're going to post that information there. Okay. So thanks, everybody, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.